Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Aves Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Avizari v'Talmud, be careful, you're studying Taita, make sure you learn it thoroughly and you understand it well. Sheshigigas Talmud, making a mistake, when you're studying, Oilezadin, that could lead to permit something, to be matter something that is really aser. Let's say a person doesn't pass correctly, because he never really learned it with full concentration. He learned it like, more or less I understand it. Didn't really put himself into it to figure out all the details. Then someone asks him a shail and he paskins wrong. That's considered a major aveda, like an intentional sin. You can't say, it was just a shy gig. No, it's not a shy gig. You were amazed for paskining, having known that you didn't study properly. Rabbi Shimon says, Shloshek Sarim Haim, there are three crowns. For these three things that are mentioned in the Torah, one is obligated to be mechabe, the people that have this keser Torah, the keser kahuna, the keser malchus. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. Keser kahuna, the crown of being a kohen, the keser malchus, the crown of the king. We have to honor Tamid Chachamim, Kehanim, kings. Sakta Mishnah, the keser shem toiv oila al gabeyan. But the crown of a good name rises above all of them. A person that has a good name, that man, he always does good things. He's always being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, always nice to everyone. His actions are so careful not to hurt people. We don't find Beferish a crown in the Torah that says you have to honor him. But the Mishnah tells us that Oila Al Gabeyan, this good name rises above all of the other crowns. You can have someone who's a Talmud Chacham, but if he doesn't act nicely, that's a Chil Hashem. You can have someone who's a Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't know what he's doing. Like it says the Kohen Gadol, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes they were not tzaddikim at all. They bought their way into the position. It was a political favor. And once a Kohen Gadol came out, Matzi Yom Kippur, and he was making fun of the two Gedolei Hadar, Shammai and Avtalion. And Shammai and Avtalion answered, we may not be the children of Aaron, but we do what Aaron does. So if a Kohen Gadol doesn't act like Aaron, he's being mechal in a certain way, the kahuna. And if he's a king, yes, he's deserving of honor, but the pasuk says, V'nasi v'amcha leisar. Only ba'oise ma'ase amcha, he has to act the way the Torah wants a king to act. So all these three, the keser Torah, the keser kuna, the keser malchus, they need keser shemtav. That's how the Batanura explains this.